VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Venezuelan opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido is offering amnesty to soldiers who back democracy and reject the current Maduro government. At a news conference on Sunday, Guaido said, "We are waiting for you, the soldiers of Venezuela. We are waiting for you and the commitment you have to our Constitution." President Nicolas Maduro, meanwhile, insisted on Sunday that the military is on his side as he watched military exercises in which soldiers used Russian-built rocket-propelled grenades and anti-aircraft machine guns. The United States and many Latin American countries already recognize Guaido as president of Venezuela. The Trump administration has lifted sanctions levied on Russian firms linked to oligarch Oleg Deripaska, despite a push by the Democrats to keep the sanctions in place. The Democrats and several Republicans had argued that the companies in question were under the control of Deripaska. Two consecutive bombs went off minutes apart from each other at a Roman Catholic cathedral on a southern Philippine island, killing dozens of people, wounding more than 100 others during a Sunday mass. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Witnesses said the first blast inside the Jolo Cathedral in the provincial capital sent churchgoers, some of them wounded, to stampede out of the main door. Army troops and police posted outside were rushing in when the second bomb went off about 1 minute later near the main entrance, causing more deaths and injuries. The military has been investigating a report that the second explosive device could have come from a parked motorcycle next to the church. No one has immediately claimed responsibility for the latest attack.
This is VOA News. A hotel wall.